Cheers. Let's have a drink with Blake Hodges and Fiala Brothers in Uptown Normal on AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Welcome into a Craft Beer Thursday here on WJBC at Fiala Brothers Brewery in Beer Hall. I'm Blake Hodges, Ryan and Steve Fiala. Ryan, how are you today?
Oh, it's another day in the life, Blake. Things break, we fix them, and...
What's broken?
I'll let Steve tell you about that one.
Steve?
Oh, our big glycol chiller on the side of the building that supplies all of our beer tanks completely is down right now, so we are working on sourcing a new compressor.
So what does that mean? I mean, does that mean warm beer here?
No, luckily we have a lot of kegs in the cooler, and our tanks hold temperature well enough, at least for a while, to go through our chilled line. So we'll be okay for a little while, and if it gets too warm, we won't serve it.
So where do you go for one? You can't just go to Walmart and grab one.
No, that's a question for our service tech. You know, I just do what he says and trust him.
That's the best way to do it, honestly. We can pretend we're experts, but just know enough about how to speak these languages that you make good decisions and people recommend what you should do, so.
How long does that take to repair something like that? And that could be a long time.
If he gets the compressor, you could fix it today. Okay, getting the part is 90% of the battle.
How was 4th of July? You were on Lake Shelbyville. How did things go for you?
It was great. It was hot.
Had enough beers with you?
Yeah, I think I drank about a 24-pack of Pacifico myself.
On one day?
No. We were out there the whole weekend.
How was Florida for you?
Survived 13 hours straight driving back, but I discovered Hialeah Light, which was like a 4%er with good flavor, so still got a few of those to enjoy this week because I'm a pretty light drinker even on the beach.
Did you come back with a headache after driving for 13 hours with a car full of kids?
No, I just feel like I need to get back into doing yoga. My whole body just like felt like a very tightly wound pretzel.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you go to a beach? What'd you do?
Yeah, it was Pensacola Beach. Figured, you know, a place with that much white sand, you can't go wrong, and a good time, you know. Kids run around, actually. Steve's a big fan of Blackstone Grills, and the Airbnb happened to have one, so nice. Now I'm a fan, too, but whether I buy one or not remains to be seen.
I have one, and I like making smash burgers on it. You can make good stir fry on it. What do you make on it?
Mostly smash burgers. I've definitely done some bulgogi on there. Kind of, you know.
What's that? I don't know.
Korean barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of caramelizes real well.
I live in the country. We have burgers, that's about it.
Yeah. I've done some fried rice. I've done some fajitas. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, are you going to get one or no? You're just on the fence.
I don't know. I mean, I've already got a Traeger grill that my pub club Rotary set on fire at our last golf outing, and insurance bought the golf course a new one, so I've got a charred Traeger to figure out what to do with.
There's some that are at Walmart, but they $400 or $500 you can grab one.
I could, but you know, I don't want to be a hoarder. You know, life's already full of too much stuff, so honestly, figure out what I've got now. I've still got a Sam's Club grill natural gas plumb to my house, which that'd be hard to give up if I had to go back to propane, so yeah. What'll sell me on a Blackstone is if I can natural gas convert it.
What I've done recently is I used to have one of those gas grills, those Weber grills, and I was like, okay, I want to smoke meat, I want to go outside, I want to drink some beers, I want to relax, so I bought a Green Egg. I don't know if you've ever heard of these Green Egg smokers, and it's the best decision I've ever made. It's really good stuff.
I believe Ryan once upon a time had a Green Egg as well.
What happened to that?
I still do. It's covered in dust in my garage because now I have a Traeger that can do everything the Green Egg can too. And if you
look, why is it covered in dust?
Back to that whole accumulation thing, Blake. I made ribs on it once, and I'm like, wow, that was a really long day. I got tired of being in my garage because, again, it's full of stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I never used it, but you have to really want to sit in your garage all day kind of just babysitting that top vent manually.
It's an all-day cook.
No, it's like with my Chevelle. You know, it started with a carbureted motor that you have to tweak to get it to run right. Then you swap it into something modern where it has fuel injection, and you just turn a key and go.
Is it the grill's fault, or is it the ADHD?
Or OCD.
Or OCD.
It's an acronym that I'm not medicated for. Honestly, I just try to get by day to day.